This is episode 1080. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. I want to congratulate you for being here. Out of the many things you could be doing right now, you are showing up for yourself, giving yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. Is one of the most important things you could be doing for yourself during these times of uncertainty. One thing is certain, and that is each time you sit down and give yourself some inner stillness, whether it's for just a few minutes or for 15 minutes to half an hour, you create new neural pathways in your brain. And these pathways happen in meditation on the prefrontal part of your brain. This is the point between your eyebrows, and it's often referred to in yoga and meditation as your spiritual eye. And I mention this part of your brain because it has so much to do with how you feel about yourself, your level of confidence. This week's series is all about learning how to create stress breakthroughs for yourself so that you have some tools to adapt to all the different changes going on around you. And in today's episode, you will discover a meditation technique to help you feel more grounded. Many people tell me, and I have to agree because I experience the same thing, when you begin to develop a consistent meditation ritual, you may be surprised to find that one of the pleasant benefits is that you begin to feel more confident. And this surprises many people because you expect to feel more peaceful, to have a little more focus and clarity and a cleaner type of energy. And you also expect to be able to manage stress much better. And you definitely experience those benefits. But you also notice that you feel more in tune with yourself because when you do an introspective type of ritual such as meditation, you feel so much more aligned with your inner truth. And this makes sense when you show up for yourself consistently and pull away from the distractions around you and focus exclusively on this moment, this stillness you're giving yourself. You begin to honor who you are. You begin to have more compassion for others as well as for yourself. So, what you are doing right now as you get ready to meditate or to even do a simple meditation technique is going to help you feel more empowered in who you are. And this is what we need in the world. We need more people like you who are in touch with their inner truth. When there's so much uncertainty circling around us these days, we seek out the truth. You can find the truth within you, and other people can sense this about you. You can sense this about other people as well. Always follow your truth. It's hard to know what's really happening in the world around us these days. We're not really sure about this pandemic. we don't really know that much about it. This kind of uncertainty is extremely stressful. Because even if we receive bad news, but we understand it, we can deal with it. But it's really difficult to deal with what can seem like invisible threats, something that is holding us hostage as we are social distancing and not going out as much and not even seeing our loved ones as much to try to be safe during this pandemic and to try to see hope for the future and to maintain a balanced perspective so that you don't feel so overwhelmed and helpless. So one way you can feel solid and confident in yourself is to focus on opportunities around you. You might not think you have many opportunities. When you begin to calm your mind and your body, slow down your breath, repeat an affirmation, all the techniques you've learned this week in the previous episodes, when you layer those together, you will notice that you begin to see things in a different light. And you begin to open up to what's trying to happen. This pandemic is creating new experiences, new opportunities, new challenges for all of us. And it's requiring mostly a new perspective because we have to live our life a little differently these days. So as you consider what's trying to happen in your life, you can feel yourself begin to go with the flow of life. Just like water, which is the element of the second chakra, it allows you to flow like a river, meandering, coming across obstacles, maybe boulders or fallen trees, yet continuing to flow around these obstacles. So notice what different channels and currents are opening up in your life and allow yourself to go with that flow. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, you could bring your awareness to your reproductive organs where your second chakra is located. It's about 1 to 2 inches above your first chakra, which is located right at the base of your tailbone. Chakras are simply areas within your body where you harbor your emotions and your life experiences, your memories. The color of this chakra is vibrant orange, the color of creation. What new ideas are you birthing right now? What kind of life do you want to create for yourself? How are you navigating the current challenges that you may face? How could these become opportunities for you? What are you resisting? Feel yourself mold like water to the new experiences and the new way of facing the world that seems to change constantly each day. embrace these changes. Show up with your unique inner truth. This is your chance, this is your time to create something new in your life. Continue to meditate and reflect on opening up to what is trying to happen in your life. You are so worth slowing down for.